Hello, I'm Ronnie Floyd, Senior Pastor of Cross Church. Thank you for tuning in today. Cross Church is a faith family that is passionate about sharing the love of Christ with the people of Northwest Arkansas, Southwest Missouri, America, and even the world. I thank you again for tuning in today. And please know that the entire Cross Church congregation and I invite you to join us in person at one of our 5 regional campuses. Come and be a part of our friendly, compassionate faith family. Go to crosschurch.com to learn more information about our fellowship of believers.
Good morning, Cross Church. Will you please stand as we worship together? We have a mighty God who is able to do great things beyond our imagination, beyond our strength, when we abide in Him and we're singing to Him this morning. Come on, sing with me.
God is able. He will never fail. He is so mighty. To life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord, our God is able. Yeah. You are able, Lord. We trust You. We trust You.
Souls, we praise You because You are the cornerstone of our faith, and we
Savior's love through the
believe that this morning? Amen. Come on, we sing.
When darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging
of God's Word. There's nothing like it. And today I want you to get a copy of the Holy Scripture. I want you to remain standing with me. We're going to read in honor of the Lord's Word out of the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. A psalm that oftentimes you only hear read at someone's memorial service. But it's as much a psalm for living as it is for dying. And it is an extremely powerful word. And today I want you to focus on the reality of the Scripture. And to know this when you hear these words. Listen carefully. We believe the Bible is God's inerrant word, meaning it has no error at all. It is infallible, meaning that there is absolutely no fallibility, no error to it at all. We believe it is perfect because it came from a perfect God. And we believe it's sufficient. Doesn't matter where you are in your life, what God says is sufficient. And so with all of that, you listen to what God says in His Word. Psalm chapter 23. From the Holman Christian Standard Bible, the Scripture says, "The Lord is my shepherd." You know, if you were to look at the Hebrew in that, it literally is the following: "The Lord is shepherding me." But the Lord is my shepherd. there is nothing I lack. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. Think about that. The sufficient word of the living God says, He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for His name's sake. And even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. Lord, I thank You today for the providential care of God upon us. I thank You that You care for us when no one else cares. I thank You that You are working in life all the time, carrying out Your perfect plan for each one of us. I thank You today that You are shepherding me. You are shepherding all of us that know You. And when You're shepherding us, we really don't lack anything because You're meeting our needs. You're caring for us. And I thank You today that You're caring for people all across the world, from the 7 million refugees out of Iraq and Syria, to those dear families in Oregon that have lost their children, or their friends. I thank You that You're caring for us. I thank You that You're caring for the almost 1 billion people who have a need today for food across the world. I thank You that You're caring for the right at 4 billion who have never heard the name of Jesus and are completely unengaged and unreached across the world. And I thank You that You're caring for us today. You're caring for those that lost a job this week. You're caring for those that have lost money this week. Maybe they've lost their family this week. Maybe they've lost their health this week. I thank You that You're caring for them. And I thank You today that You are with us, and we are rejoicing that You are with us today. And I thank You for the promise of Psalm 23:3. He renews my life. Oh Lord, renew life today all across this room. Those who will watch by television, those who are watching with us on the web today are listening, I thank You that You are able to renew life. And I pray even as we read the Word and we speak the Word and we testify the Word, as we sing the Word, that You will bring renewal to us. And I pray that whoever needs the greatest touch of God today, I thank you that you will meet them right where they are. And we stand today knowing and believing that it's the Holy Spirit alone who renews our lives. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like his Spirit that shows up in power and glory and fills the house of God with liberty and freedom. And we thank you for the power of the Spirit of God today. So speak to us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Would you be seated across the room as we worship?
God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome. This is Carrington. Carrington, based on your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. This is Kara. Kara, based on your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. This is Kara's husband, Todd. Todd, based on your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, baptized with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life.
I want you to stand with me all over the room today. We're going to read from the 26th chapter of the book of Matthew, and I'm going to ask you to read it with me out loud. Therefore, the script of Matthew 26, 26 through 30 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible will be on the screens. And so today, what I'd like for us to do is to read this text. Now let me set the scene here. This is the night before the Lord was crucified. It was the last meal with his disciples. He soon went to Gethsemane, was arrested while in prayer, taken, abused, put on trial after trial, unfairly, convicted, and killed. But this is what Jesus says. Read it out loud with me, please. Matthew 26, verse 26, everyone together now. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you, from this moment I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it in a new way in my Father's kingdom with you." And after singing psalms, they went out to the Mount of Olives. You may be seated. We are here today for the purpose of worshiping the Lord based upon the Word of the living God. And today, the focus of our time together will be what we call the taking of the Lord's Supper, or the experience of communion. Now, we believe that we have two ordinances in our church according to Scripture. One, you have seen evidence through believers' baptism earlier today. And the second is the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper symbolizes what Jesus did for us. For in a moment, if you partake of the supper with us, when you take bread, that bread reminds us that Christ gave his body for us. And then Jesus said, when he passed out the wine, he tells us that the wine represents a new covenant between us and God, that no longer are we under a Jewish sacrificial system that was completely insufficient, but we are now a part of a new covenant. It was a blood covenant, a covenant that gives us hope and forgiveness and cleansing of all of our sin. And the purpose of this experience today is to remember what our Lord has done for us and to be a testimony until he comes. I'm often asked, and it is a fair question, and we try to state this every time we ever have the Lord's Supper. Who is the Lord's Supper for? It is only for those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. For if you've never received the work of Christ in your life, you've never received his forgiveness, the cleansing of your sin from him, you've never received the promise of eternal life and the gift of him living in your life, then there's nothing to commemorate with and through this experience for you. But we want you to know that you can meet Christ today. But I pray today that we will understand it is only for those that have met him as Lord and Savior. And we even believe those who are part of a local church, because communion and the experience of baptism is a local church expression and experience. So therefore, if you have met the Lord and you have been baptized by immersion, we invite you to participate with us. The Lord's Supper is also for those who are being sanctified right now in your life. What does that mean, sanctified? That means right now you're in the process of dealing with sin, overcoming sin in your life. You're working out your own salvation, not that you work for salvation, but Paul talks about it over in Philippians, the importance of working out our salvation, meaning you live out your faith, you live out your salvation. before others. It means that we're set apart for Him. Oh, we'll never be perfect this side of heaven, but God wants us to be set apart for Him and unto Him. And so today, if you know Christ as Savior, and you are in the process, as I am, of being sanctified, set apart, being what God wants me to be, then I want to ask you to take the Lord's Supper with us. But the Lord's Supper is also a time of a fresh commitment to God. A fresh commitment to God. I'm reminded of what it's like to go home. I don't know if I really have a home other than here now. I've lived here so long. But I remember when Mama and Daddy were alive, it was nothing like going home. Well, Dad died 10 years ago in November. Mom died 3 years ago in October. And in that, we remember what it's like to go home. This summer, we went back there for one day, and it's still somewhat like home. You know, the Lord's Supper, for somebody who's been away from God, it's like coming home. And we know that life gets us distracted, and I guarantee you there are plenty of you in this room today, even though we're just over 1 month into school, your family is already so fragmented, and distraction has hit your family and hit your home. Let today be a time when you come back home to Jesus, reprioritize your life to be what God wants it to be. Let it be a time where the Lord renews your life. Renews your life. I want to pray for us today, and as I pray, I want to encourage you to pray. As your head is bowed, your eyes are closed in these moments together, would you thank God for the death of Jesus Christ right now? Would you thank Him for the gift of salvation? Would you thank Him for the promise of forgiveness? I want to remind everyone here today that if you know Christ as Lord, your sins were taken care of on the cross of Jesus Christ. Micah prophetically said, it is like God taking your sins and casting them to the bottom of the ocean. So today is a time when we go to Him and we refresh and we renew what we know God has done for us on the cross, that He has forgiven us of our sins, and we receive His fresh cleansing, His fresh forgiveness for sins in our lives. So would you receive that right now in your life? And for those of you that might be away from the Lord today, but you know Christ, you know you've been baptized according to Scripture, but boy, you sure would like to come home to the Lord today. You say, oh, I've been in all kinds of things. Oh, listen, come home. Come home. Don't discredit our God. Our God loves you in spite of you, just like He does in spite of me. He can cover all of your sins because of the power of His blood. And I thank you, Lord, today for the power of God's forgiveness and the power of God's love. I thank you that we are not bound any longer to an old sacrificial system that is completely insufficient, had to be renewed annually. But Lord, we're under a fresh covenant, a new covenant, a blood covenant of our Lord. And I thank you that that's possible because of the powerful blood of Jesus that was given to us years ago when Christ died for our sins and was buried and was raised on the third day. And today, when we take the Lord's Supper, we are proclaiming his death to the world until he comes again. And so as we prepare our hearts for this experience of communion and the Lord's Supper today, through this next worship song, we ask you that God, you would prepare us in a powerful way. Holy Spirit, fall upon the church today. And I'm going to ask our men who are going to pass out the elements today, would you please get the elements of the Lord's Supper now while the rest of us are still in prayer? And would you prepare at this time? And even before you pass those elements, we thank you, Lord, again for the power of the blood of Jesus. There's nothing like his blood. And today, we thank you for the cleansing of our sin and for the promise of eternal life, and that there is nothing but the blood of Jesus that takes away all of our sin. Worship now as we receive the elements of the Lord's Supper. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you even now. And as you remain standing with me today, we take the bread and we say, thank you, Lord, for the bread that represents today your body that was given for us. Thank you that you sacrificed it all. 100% of yourself you gave to us. And today we eat this bread as a reminder to each of us what Christ has done for us. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for this juice that we hold in our hand today. That is a reminder of the blood atonement of Jesus that we just sang about. We thank you that when there was no hope, Christ gave his all. And we thank you that we're under a brand new covenant today, a blood covenant. And we thank you that today when we drink of this, we proclaim the mighty message of God's forgiveness to the world and the hope of the gospel for all generations, forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. Would you be seated, please? In just a moment, as we move toward closure of this worship moment, I'm going to ask you today to be very, very sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in your life. In a moment, all over this room, I'm going to ask the pastors of our church to come. And these pastors will be at the end of each aisle. And I want to urge you today, if you have a need for someone to pray for you, to let them pray for you. I don't know what it is, but there's something extremely special about praying for one another when we've had and experienced the Lord's Supper. I've seen it time and time again through the years. There's just a special anointing and blessing. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do today. If you need healing in your life, we're going to ask you to come and tell our pastors, I need to be healed. They don't need to know your doctor's name. They don't need to know anything about what's wrong with you. All you need to do is say, I just need to be healed. Some of you need to be healed physically. Others of you need to be healed emotionally. Some who are suffering. Some perhaps need to be healed from mental illness. Whatever it is, I want to ask you to come and just ask our pastors to pray for God to heal you. And there are some today who need to come for something else. You need to come and ask God for provision. There's something in your life you need. Don't know what that is. Could be money, place to live, a new home you're praying about. Maybe you need a job. I don't know what the needs are, but what I do know is that God is able to meet your needs. The Lord is shepherding me, the scripture says. And I want to urge you to come and just tell our pastors, I need God's provision. Let them pray for you. And maybe today you just feel like you're You don't have the touch of God on your life like you used to. We've all been there. That's nothing that not one of us has not experienced. Now, God has not left you, but you just don't sense He's really on your life powerfully. Let our pastors pray for you. Just ask Him, pray for me to have the power of God in my life again, the presence of the Lord in me. And perhaps today you need the promise of Psalm 23:3. You need renewal. Renewal. I need the Lord to renew my soul. Take me where I am and give me a fresh anointing, a fresh touch, a fresh power, a fresh moment with Him. There's not one of us that hadn't needed renewal from time to time. Let our pastors pray for you. Also today, some of you do not know the Lord. If you've never met Jesus, I want to invite you to come to Christ. You have seen the testimony of the Lord's Supper. He died for you. He was buried for you. He has been raised for you. He is coming back one day, and we want you to go to heaven when He comes back. If you die before He gets back, we want you to go immediately into the presence of God. And the only way that happens is when you're forgiven of your sins by the powerful blood of Christ. I want to urge you to come to our pastors and say, today, I want to give my life to Christ. Some of you, you need a church home. You need to join a local fellowship. I want to urge you, come and become a part of our church family here called Cross Church. Some of you need the Lord to see you baptized. You've never followed the Lord in baptism. You saw that modeled earlier today. I want you to come and ask our pastors to get that done. If not today, as soon as possible. Perhaps some of you, God is calling to ministry. I want to ask you to come. Talk to one of our pastors. But listen, you may want to come with a friend or your spouse, your family, by yourself, and just talk to God right here. I want to urge you today, do not quench the power of the Holy Spirit. God is here. God cares for you. God wants to meet you right where you are.